After two Baltimore City police officers were involved in a shooting more than a week ago, and the number of homicides in the city jumped up last month, the Baltimore Police Department is going on high alert for 3 days. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi has the story.
Police released body camera footage yesterday of the September 23rd shooting. It shows officers Philip Lippi and Stephen Foster encountering Nathaniel Sassafars, whom they suspected of drug trafficking on North Fremont Street. They chased Sassafars into an alley behind Vine Street, where video shows Sassafars opened fire on Lippi. Lippi was struck 3 times in the chest, at his body camera, and in his elbow. He returned fire, striking Sassafars multiple times. Sassafars died at the scene. Foster was unharmed. Interim Police Commissioner Gary Tuggle says the officers did everything right.
The officers did a commendable job. They tried to confine the scene by telling people to move back.
In addition, the city witnessed 37 homicides in September, compared to 31 in the same month last year. Tuggle says to combat the violence, he's adding 128 officers, including sergeants and lieutenants, to patrol the city, suspending leave, and working with federal partners for the next 3 days.
And I want folks to understand that this most recent deployment is meant to do that. It's meant to show a presence, also serve as a deterrent.
Tuggle is also asking residents calling 911 for non-emergencies to report their grievances over the phone or at local police districts,
rather than having a police officer show up, and that'll free up those officers to patrol more aggressively.
The city council is expected to hold a hearing later this month on whether to reinstate a surveillance plane to assist in combating violence. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.